Father God gave a picture through Abraham of his great love and providing for you, a loving land. The land that the Father gave you was his only begotten Son, who cried out in his suffering, "It is finished, it hath been done, hath been provided a lamb to take away all of your sin, that the flaming sword of God not destroy those who enter in, but let the fire and the burning sword destroy all of the old man that in wind, blood, fire, and glory, new and shining, you now stand. Isaac was the father's son, a picture of Jesus Christ. Obedience, not a light thing, but paid for with his life. Of his own will, he gave himself, took the wood on up the hill, that it might be written of him, he did all the Father's will. He lay down on the altar like Christ on the cross did lay, waiting for the knife and fire that he knew his body would slay. The Father suffered with the Son, only his love let him go through. He was looking down the ages, looking at me and looking at you. The Son was in the Father, and together they both did see. Then the Son said to the Father, Father, let their death fall on me. So the father wept and cried, and he cried, and he cried, and he cried. As the son gave up his life in suffering, together they die. Ooh, ooh, ah, 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 is a reality, hath been blood, fire, and wind, as you by faith say, yes, Lord, and like Abraham say, hath been Abraham said, hath been a lamb provided, hath been, and the hath been confession from his mouth gave his son new life again. That hath been from his mouth snared that ram and held him until Abraham drew the knife in faith, in obedience his son to kill. Then the angel cried from heaven, lay not thine hand on thy son. Now I know that thou fearest God, and the will of God hath been done. Ooh, 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 ooh. written on the winds of heaven, out of our book of life, is the natures and life of our Father, and the life of our Lord Jesus, and also the bride of Christ in the early church, painted on the wind, is a picture for us to see and learn. Listen. Abraham, a type of our Father God. Jesus spoke of Abraham's bosom as the heart of our Father. Ooh. Isaac, a type of Christ, painted on the winds. Ooh. Rebecca, type of the bride of Christ in the early church, written on the winds, painted on the winds. Abraham, the type of our Father God, offered up his son Isaac as a sacrifice. Genesis chapter 22. Painted on the wind, Abraham's son, Isaac, was taken outside his own country or city upon a mountain to be sacrificed. Even as our Father God's Son, Jesus, was taken outside Jerusalem upon a hill to be sacrificed. Genesis 22, 2 and 3. Isaac, the type of Christ. Again, written on the wind. Isaac, without full knowledge or understanding, in simple obedience, accepted the word, the will of his father, as the father took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. Genesis 22, 6 through 8. In order that he might bear up the mountain, even as the wooden cross was placed upon the back of Jesus for him to bear up the hill. Ooh. While the son, Isaac, or Jesus, provided the body of the sacrifice in the wood or the cross for burning, Abraham, Father God, took the fire in his hand with which to do the burning as it pleased him, the Father. Genesis 22:6. And they went, both of them together, the father and the son. Ooh. Genesis 22, verses 6 and 8. Abraham, the father, and Isaac, the son, went up the mountain to suffer. Ooh. For surely Abraham, the Father God, was suffering. Having knowledge of what was ahead through the commandment of God, which said to him, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest. And get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I shall tell thee of. Genesis 22, verse 2. Even so, did not our Father God suffer together with his Son, his only begotten Son, in the Garden of Gethsemane, in blood, sweat, and tears? And in Pilate's judgment hall, under the whip, the spit, and the thorns, and on the hill of Golgotha, in blood, in darkness, and in death. So they went, both of them together, the loving Father God and the obedient, loving Son, Jesus, suffering for you and for me, through the garden, through the judgment hall, and there on the cross. Surely, Abraham, the Father God, suffered as he walked up the mountain with his Son, walking obediently together with him, carrying the wood on his own back, with which his own father would burn him to death as a sacrifice before his very eyes. Surely the Father suffered with every agonizing step as he carried the fire in one hand and the knife in the other hand with which to offer up his beloved Son. Isaac the son did not fully understand, but obeyed by faith. He had sought understanding of his father, saying, my father, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Genesis 22, verse 7. This Isaac did, much like Jesus in the garden, who said, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, and so it is written, painted in the winds, that Isaac, or Jesus, accepted the Father's answer Genesis 22:8. And with his nevertheless acceptance, and with the wood laid on his back, moved out and up the mountain, both of them together. And they came to the place, the scripture says, and Abraham, Father God, built an altar there and laid the wood in order, the cross, and bound Isaac his son, Jesus, and laid him on the altar upon the wood, the cross. And so they went, both of them together. Ooh, oh. And Abraham, Father God, stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son, Jesus. Genesis 22, verses 9 and 10. Isaac, the type of Jesus Christ, submitted himself and subjected his own will by faith to the will of the Father as he was bound and laid on the altar upon the wood, the cross. In silent obedience, he yielded up himself to be bound and placed upon the wood, the cross. Even as Jesus spoke not a word before Pilate, neither resisted the soldiers in the garden or at the cross. So they went. They walked, both of them together, the Father and the Son, through the fire of suffering, the agony of pain, and the darkness of death, for you and for me.
Suffering
It is finished, it hath been done, hath been provided a lamb to take away all of your sin, that the flaming sword of God not destroy those who enter in, but let the fire and the burning soul destroy all of the old man, that in wind, blood, fire, and glory, new and shining, you now stand. Oh, Isaac was the father's son, a picture of Jesus Christ, obedient, not a light thing, but paid for with his life, of his own will he gave himself, took the wood on up the hill, that it might be written of him, he did all the Father's will. He lay down on the altar like Christ on the cross did lay, waiting for the knife and fire that he knew his body would slay. The Father suffered with the Son, only his love let him go on through. He was looking down the ages, looking at me and looking at you. Ooh. The Son was in the Father, and together they both did see. Then the Son said to the Father, Father, let their death fall on me. So the Father wept and cried, and he cried, and he cried, and he cried, as the Son gave up his life in suffering together they die. Ooh. Ooh. Hath been blood, fire, and wind, as you by faith say yes, Lord, and like Abraham say hath been. Abraham said hath been a lamb provided, hath been, and the hath been confession from his mouth gave his son new life again. That hath been from his mouth snared that ram and held him until Abraham drew the knife in faith. In obedience, his son to kill. Then the angel cried from heaven, lay not thine hand on thy son. Now I know that thou fearest God, and the will of God hath been done. Ooh. On the winds of heaven, Rebecca, a type of the bride of Christ in the early church. We find this in Genesis chapter 24. Abraham, Father God, called his servant that ruled over all that he had. Genesis 24:2. And sent this servant to go among his people, the saved, and to take a wife for his son Isaac, or Jesus. Genesis 24, verse 4. The servant was required of his master Abraham, the Father God, with the strongest, most fearful, and binding oath possible to carry out this job in exact obedience, without variance and without compromise, and at all costs. Genesis 24, 2 through 9.
Oh,
the servant was given by Abraham, the Father God, all the instructions and all the substance, wealth, servants, provisions, gifts, and so forth, that might be required to carry out the assignment. Genesis chapter 24, verses 5 through 10, verses 22, 35, and 53. So the servant had no need to ask of any man favors that would ensnare or hinder him on his way. The wife, the bride of Christ, was selected or picked out not by the servant's choice, but by Abraham, the Father God. Genesis 24, 5 through 8. Rebekah, the bride of Christ in the early church, was sought out by prayer, Genesis 24, 12, was found, verse 51, and by faith, not having seen Isaac, submitted herself, as the scripture tells us, and they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. Genesis 24:58. Rebekah, the bride, was led to Isaac, or Christ, by the servant of Abraham, the Father God, and given precious gifts. Verses 22 and 53. She was received and loved by Isaac, we're told in verse 67. It is written on the wind about Rebekah, a type of the bride of Christ in the early church. Said, find my son a wife. Go now among my people that have my blood and my life. So the servant said, yes, Lord, took the job his master gave him, that Isaac might have a wife. And the father loved both of them. Abraham, the Father God, gave the servant all he did need, and obediently he searched out a bride from among his father's seed. Isaac, a type of Christ, was longing for a bride to love. that he might have some children according to the promise from above. The servant cried out to God and was heard in that he feared. He followed his instruction, not what men put in his ears. He gave gifts he took from the Father. He gave them to the bride and then led her to Isaac and placed her by his side. The bride of the early church, Rebecca, pictured to us, was joined to Jesus, the husband, by the Holy Ghost. Gifts most precious of the Spirit was given the wife. The Father through the Son, and the gifts gave the church his life. Ooh. It is furthermore written on the winds of heaven, and painted for us as a picture of the plan of our Father for us in the day in which we live. Listen. Concerning Esau and Jacob. Jacob, a type of Christ. And Esau, a type of Adam. The birthright of Esau was dominion and ruling over all the earth. Jacob, Christ, stole Esau's, or Adam's, birthright of dominion and ruling over all the earth, or ruling over the Adam nature, because Esau, or Adam, could not handle it, or could not rule it. Genesis 25, 31 through 34. Jacob, or Christ, took dominion, the birthright of Adam, the goat, signified by the skins of the kids of the goats, which Jacob wore on his hands and neck, Genesis 27, 16. Ooh. As Jacob went to a far country
Genesis 28:7. So did Christ ascend into the heavenlies after the first church went into captivity, being in the world with no body of flesh and blood. Oh. Jacob, Christ, paid with 7 years of his life in Genesis 29:20 for the bride which he loved, Rachel. But instead of getting Rachel, a type of the true church, after 7 years of hard labor, he found himself with Leah, the false church. For in the darkness of night, his father-in-law had overpowered Rachel, the true church, and gave to Jacob Leah, the false church. The father-in-law Laban being a type of Satan. Genesis 29:32 and following. On to chapter 30:24. Pictures enmity or hatred, jealousy, strife between Leah and Rachel, the false and the true church. And we see Leah seeking, though unsuccessfully, through the good works of childbearing to gain favor with Jacob, her Christ. Much like the false church, has always sought to gain favor by their good works of religion. Ooh. Jacob, Christ, was blessed of God, though he had two wives, because he stole the birthright. God also prospered Jacob in the very presence of his enemy, Laban, Satan, and the world, religion, and the world. Jacob became strong as God prospered him. We see in Genesis 31:11, and left Laban, or Satan. Genesis 31:17-18. Ooh. Rachel, the true church, stole her father's images, false gods, and took them with her as she went with Jacob. Genesis 31:19, verses 30-35. Rachel later would weep for her children because of this, because of taking these images of these false gods. We see this in Jeremiah 31:15. Jacob, or Christ, separated himself from Laban, or Satan, working through religion in the world, Gog and Magog, as we see in the book of Revelation, separated himself and called upon God to be his witness. Genesis 31:48-53. After this, the angels visited Jacob. Genesis 32:1. to go back, Genesis 28, verse 12, heaven had been opened to Jacob in a vision when he saw the ladder and the angels ascending and descending and so forth. Jacob had this visitation from God going into this time of trouble, referred to in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7, and many other places in the scriptures. Oh, after being sent by his father, this, very much like Jesus, who in obedience to his father, was baptized of John the Baptist and baptized of the Holy Spirit, the heavens being opened to him, and then went into the 40-day wilderness suffering. This suffering in the life of Jesus is also called the first horn of suffering. At the end of this time, the angels ministered to Jesus as they had done to Jacob. We find this in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 5. Oh, this time of Jacob's trouble also is like the time of Christ's suffering while that true church was in captivity to Satan prior to the restoration and changing of the age. Ooh. Jacob sent messengers before him as he continued on his journey toward Esau. Genesis 32:3. Much like Christ sent ministers to the old Adam man. Ooh. The messengers which Jacob sent were commanded what to say, even as Christ commands his ministers that he sends and tells them what to say. Thy servant Jacob began the message to Esau, even as Christ made himself a servant to the needs of the old Adam, even showering gifts of the Spirit upon old Adam, as Jacob did Esau. We see this in Genesis 32, verses 13 through 19, where Jacob sent some 550 head of livestock in 9 separate droves to Esau. All Esau had to do, even though he had murder and hate in his heart, Genesis 27:41. All Esau had to do was to accept the gifts, and he would have rest. Jacob, or Christ, said to Esau, the old Adam, take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God hath dealt graciously with me, and because I have all things. And he urged him, and he took it. Genesis 33, verse 11. Jacob, or Christ, accepted nothing and no part of Esau, the old Adam, as he did not need it, we are told in Genesis 33:15. Christ in the new creation needs only that the old man simply accept what is given him in grace and love, and thus have his yoke of bondage broken, even as Esau experienced. See Genesis 33, verse 4, also chapter 27 and verse 40. So Esau, the old Adam, coming at rest by receiving the grace offered by Jacob, or Christ, signified through the nine droves of livestock, representing the nine gifts of the Spirit. Ooh. Esau, coming at rest by receiving this, fell on Jacob's neck, weeping and broken, and was swallowed up by Jacob, or Christ, who then ruled with power and dominion. It is written for us, and painted on the winds of heaven, concerning Esau and Jacob, the old Adam nature, and Christ, the new man. Did not use the power to rule all. So Jacob took the birthright and to the father began to call. Father Isaac spoke the blessing Jacob and gave him power over Esau and his brother, and said, before you they all shall bow. Esau came in weeping, but the promise was Jacob's now. Because Jacob had said his will, I'll have that blessing somehow. Trials and testing in the wilderness where Jacob was sent. There Laban made a goat of him. Every which way he went, 7 years worked for Rachel to get a bride to bear him sons. Laban kept Rachel, gave him Leah,
the oldest one. 7 more years of labor for Rachel to be his own. 10 times had his wages changed, always suffering wrong. Then one day he rose in power.